listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
I am so pleased to be back here with you guys. I've really been looking forward to sitting in the booth, throwing some records on the turntable, and spinning some great sounds. Last episode was special for sure, and the weekend in Montreal was so much fun. If you ever get a chance, please make sure that you come, because it's definitely worth the trip. But now here we are, a new year, and by that I mean a new school year, new Jewish year. Everything's fresh. I'm going to make a pledge not to miss any more shows for a while, at least until the secular new year, because, guys, I have got so much music to share with you.
Well, you know you took my...
Oh,
Started us out with Bye Bye Baby. That's Mary Wells on the Motown label, 1960. She was 17 years old when she recorded that. She had actually written that for Jackie Wilson, and she was trying to get the music to Jackie Wilson when she saw Berry Gordy and asked him to give it to Jackie Wilson. But Gordy had severed ties with Wilson's manager in order to form Motown. So he said, "Why don't you sing it?" Despite being 17, she was already singing at nightclubs in Detroit, trying to make ends meet. And she cut this landmark record. And it's a landmark because it's the first record that Berry Gordy distributed under the Motown name. Before that, the singles were released through distributing labels such as United Artists. It also established Mary Wells as being Motown's superstar until Diana Ross came along. And it was the first real hit for Motown. It got to number 8 on the R&B charts and crossed over to the pop stations, where it peaked at number 45, which for quote-unquote race music was huge in 1960. Huge! I followed that up with I Won't Be Back, Magica Brown, great name, on 20th Century. And then Little Willie John, brother to Mabel John, on the King label, Heartbreak, It's Hurtin' Me, just pulls at your heartstrings. I'm really finding a deep affection for Little Willie John's very short catalog due to the fact that he was incarcerated and ended up dying in prison at a very young age. But I love his way of crossing over blues and R&B.
My baby,
my baby,
my baby,
my baby,
my baby,
my baby.
the way that it goes. I gave you everything you ever dreamed of, yeah. But all you gave me was a part-time love, yeah. You told your friends all over town, yeah. I was something good just to have around. You tried to be slick, yes you did, and got put in a trick. But that's the way that it goes, baby. That's the way that the ball bounces. That's the way that the cookies crumble. And everybody knows that's the way that it goes. Ah, so you better get yourself together, baby. All you got to do is say it. Everybody knows that's the way the whole story goes. Everybody's talking about it.
Starting off there was a great, raucous Northern Soul track by Roscoe Robinson. What You're Doing to Me is the name of the song on Wand. After that, the Fantastic Four with an Al Kent written and produced number, As Long as the Feeling is There, on Rick-Tick. And finally, Bobby Marchand on Volt with a track called That's the Way That It Goes. It's weird that he's on Volt, because in the early 60s, he was on Fire. He was on the Fire label, and after that on the Dial label. What happened there is that he left Fire and was picked up by Atlantic, who at the time was distributing and happened to own everything that Stax was doing, and Volt was a Stax label. And much like Sam and Dave, who actually belonged to Atlantic and not Stax, Bobby Marchand recorded for Stax, and Atlantic released this on Volt. They had just picked up a contract to distribute Dial, which is actually a Nashville-based record label, whose best known discovery is Joe Tex, of course, but they would only distribute Dial for a short time into the early 70s. But by then, Bobby Marchand had gone on to Cameo. So it's really funny how record labels owned the celebrities, and in the case of Atlantic, it owned the record label Stax, and Stax owned Volt.
Come on down, we'll sail away. feeling. Still haunts me, and the way you smile, say you still want me, we'll walk down the aisle. You know you're the only girl that I'll ever love. Stay with me, only I need your tender.
Every Mother's Son opened up that set with Come On Down to My Boat. That's on the MGM label. After that, Jerry Lewis's son Gary Lewis and the Playboys, without a word of warning, on Liberty. They were discovered playing at Disneyland, which may make you roll your eyes. But the Dinatones, who I played right after them, with a great track called And I Always Will, is on Hanna-Barbera Records. You remember them. They made cartoons too.
It goes something like this. Hey! My baby's a real gold chick. When she calls me, I'm on to a quick. When my baby holds me tight, don't you know I get emulsified? Yes, I do. You know it's true. Wow! 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 I'm going crazy because I love my baby so.
To 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
Fontella Bass, Recovery on the Checker label. Before that, James Carr, Stronger Than Love, would have come out on Gold Wax in the US. I have it on the Canadian Bell label, and started everything off with Rex Garvin and the Mighty Carvers, Emulsified on OK.
We'll be right back.
Three incredibly powerful tracks. No surprise there from Little Richard. She's Together is the name of that track. Brunswick, after that, Wilmer and the Dukes. Give Me One More Chance. I have that on Apex. It would have been on Aphrodisiac in the US. And finally, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, If You Love Her, on Gordy. Love that track. New favorite of mine for sure.
Bye. It's a funny pain, one I can't explain. You gotta help me, girl. Help me, girl. Cause I'm going insane. I know about all the good things and what that long green stuff can buy. Right or wrong, it's a groove, girl.
Human Beans covering Turn On Your Love Light on Capitol. After that, The Druids, It's a Day on Columbia. And finally, The Animals, Help Me Girl on MGM. The Outsiders also did that song, but it came out in the same year. So either The Animals are covering The Outsiders or The Outsiders are covering The Animals.
For the shindig. Now I expected a big, big crowd, but not this big. I've got a brand new step. Oh, but I need your help. It's real easy and it's kind of cute. It's called the Hootin' Man. Come on and clap your hands.
Your hands.
I want you to hoot and let it hoot with me when I give the command. Just take the do-si-do. Now step two, three, four. Now skip across the floor. Now ain't that kind of cute? Well, that's the hoot and let it hoot. To do it twice.
Two times.
Cause when that mellow groove hits, it makes you feel so nice. Now look at Betty getting ready. She's got a groove, look at her move. Uh-huh, now everybody get a groove. Uh-huh, now ain't that kind of cute, yeah. Oh, well that's a hootin' and a hoot.
Still feel the tears in my eyes, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I can still hear your last goodbye, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Why? these chills on my pillow from crying last night. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I sit on my bed in the dark till it's light. Oh yeah. But I don't get no answer from heaven, 'cause I keep calling your name in vain. Oh yeah, oh yeah, and oh yeah, 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 yeah. Now, 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 the more I wonder, the more I worry. Man, you better hurry. Oh yeah. Why? You wanna know why? I'll tell you why. Why I can't get over you. No, I can't get over you. I tried everything I know to get over you.
A fantastic double-sider there from LTNT Braggs on the Peacock label. The first side is Hootenanny Hoot. Flip that over and you get Just Can't Get Over You. I think I'm going to do that a little bit more, play both sides of a two-sider instead of making you wait for another week. Seems a little unfair. Well, that's the tip of the iceberg of all the great stuff that I have coming up for you, but this hour has spun out, so I'm going to leave you off with an instrumental by Willie Hobbs and the Dirty Four. It's called On the Move on the Mercury label.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.